Murphy. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Chris, you've been on the TV quite a few times. You are the environmentalist. You're also an ornithologist. You are very into your birds and your wetlands. You're not as big into creating a new road network between the likes of Tuam and Derry. However, you will say, I'm quite sure, that you're in favour of a road, but not going through the area that you now see it going through, because a High Court judge has rejected claims by yourself that the new £160 million dual carriageway cutting through the countryside between Belfast and Derry would breach a Habitats Directive on specifically protected areas, I think is the technical way of putting it. The judge has decided that your thoughts on it are to be rejected, and plans for the A6 road will take it through the landscape made famous by Seamus Heaney, of course. That's angering the poetry lovers, but it's certainly angering you as an environmentalist because of those temporary waters we sometimes see in the Tuam area. They come and go, don't they?
Yes, you know very well about that.
Yes, and the lovely swans land on it. Just tell me, does that mean, because I've admired those swans so many times, does that mean that there'll be no water and no swans, or can the swans just go to another field?
Well, it's been put to me and anybody who's been following this case that they can just, you know, the swans will go somewhere else. But studies have shown that these swans that come each winter from Iceland and come here in greater numbers than they go to anywhere else in Ireland, will go somewhere else, that they can, you know, create habitats elsewhere for these birds. And that's not what it's about, really. These habitat directives are very, very carefully drafted so that you can't easily circumvent them. And what we're seeing here in Northern Ireland is yet again another example of how there's a lack of leadership, a lack of vision. I only wish our politicians, you know, apart from saying how much they loved Seamus Heaney, I wish they would share his vision for this wetland, this area where he was born, where he grew up. I'm not an artist. I'm a naturalist. It is the call of the wild that means most to me, not Oscar Wilde. But that's not to say that I cannot share the love of the land that Seamus Heaney had. I've been following the birds backwards and forwards between Iceland and Lochbeg for 30 years. And it is inconceivable to me, and I would believe anybody who takes a look at this, that you can build a road through these swan fields and say beyond all certainty that they're building this road through these fields that the swans come back to every winter will not adversely affect them. And that is essentially what the department is saying. And what makes it very difficult for me as a litigant in person is that the department is reading off names like the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds and the Irish Hooper Swan Study Group as people who support that opinion. And quite frankly, I think it is perverse that the bodies such as the RSVB are in court on the side of the road developer.
How much of the field will the road take up? Surely there will still be marshland right or left of the road. The birds already land right beside the bridge and the busy carriageway. They're within touching distance of the current road, so they're not afraid of traffic. Surely they'll still come to the general area and graze there.
Yes. Well, there are several points to that. But the simplest thing I would say is that The building of this road along this route, which is offline, it's not the obvious route to widen the existing road. It is a big long loop through the wetlands, which will make the journey longer. And because the swans spend the winter there between October and March, the department is required by law not to build the road there in those 6 months. So it's going to take 50% longer to get the job done. And it'll cost a lot more money, and people will be held up a lot longer because of that delay.
Why did they not go with the alternative route, your route? Is that going to impact more on homes and houses?
If I could just finish, the point is they cannot build in this 6 month period because they're going to disturb the swans. And yet they say that by building the road, that will not cause a disturbance to the swans. It is impossible to put a road, a big road, which will impact on about 40 fields, and say this will not have an adverse effect. It's just totally irrational.
Okay, so I accept that while the swans are there, while they're visiting, you're not going to have the diggers. But when the swans go back to Iceland, the swans aren't going to be there. So therefore, they're not going to see the work being done. Yes. But then when the swans come back next, you say, oh my goodness me, look at that road down there. There used to be our way down there. So where are we going to land now? And some people are suggesting they'll just go a few fields further on and park themselves there for a few months.
That's what people are saying. People are saying that there's plenty of fields, they can go somewhere else. And I would argue that, well, we've lost a large part of this wetland to the most important wetland in Ireland for these birds. We lost a big chunk of it when they built the Toome Bypass, which I do believe, even as an environmentalist, was necessary to relieve the bottleneck in Toome Bridge. But we also lost a huge chunk when Invest Northern Ireland were given planning permission to develop the south part of this wetland on the south side of the A6 as an industrial estate. And this is what Seamus Heaney pleaded for. Why not put the road through to the south through the old industrial, through the old airfield, which is now industry?
Why did they decide against that? Because it was going to knock down too many buildings.
Well, there's hardly any buildings to the south of the A6. Hardly any buildings.
Yeah, but there must be some argument as to why they've chosen to go through the swans and not any of the alternatives. Is it cheaper?
The only argument that's been put forward in court to me is that the road engineers see this as a good way, the only way, where they can dispose of all the surplus land that will be removed, the spoil, when they build the section between Moneynick or Randallstown to Toome. They describe the projects as, in one area to the east of Toome, we have a surplus of land. And to the west of Toome, on this wetland, the Toome complex, we have a deficiency. Now, this is a precious wetland that Seamus Heaney loved, and he pleaded with Peter Hayne in 2005 not to put the road through the Crake. That's the area I'm talking about. And yet this is how the department sees it, as a deficiency, as somewhere to cheaply and conveniently get rid of all the surplus land that will be removed in the building of the road between Randallstown and Toome. And I'm not contesting that area, and I'm not contesting the area between the Elk Bar and Castle Dawson roundabout. I'm only interested in that area that goes through the wetlands.
And are you going to appeal?
Absolutely, because my grounds are as strong today as they were when I set out on this course. And it's not an easy business bringing a judicial review as a litigant in person. It's enormously stressful and expensive. But what is at stake is so much more than a road.
How are you funding it, Chris?
Well, I'm funding it literally. My wife and my children know what we've committed to this. If anybody is listening and would like to share the vision of Seamus Heaney and myself, especially if anybody's interested in financially supporting the appeal, which I will take, or if any politicians want to come with me to Ockram Hill, where Seamus Heaney stood, or walk to Church Island and look at this wetland, this absolute jewel of a wetland, and read some of his poetry and think, this place really could become a World Heritage Site. And that would bring far more millions into this area, and it would be sustainable. That is the bit. This road is temporary. It has survived this wetland, this ancient, beautiful wetland, has survived since Mesolithic times. 300 generations of people have managed to live without putting a road through this wetland. And the current road, they reckon it'll have a shelf life of 60 years.
Do you accept, however, that road is probably going to prevent 600 collisions over those 60 years save lives? Because that's a very dangerous stretch of road. People have lost their lives on the Moneynick stretch, and the stats show that it's a death trap.
Yes.
So, but I think, in fairness to you, you're in favour of a road, but not one through the wetlands.
I think the Moneynick stretch is very dangerous, and I travel that road a lot myself. I'm not contesting the Moneynick stretch. And all the little side roads that come in around Moneynick, there needs to be an engineering solution to them. I have no problems with upgrading the A6 at all. I just don't want, at the same time, to to desecrate this wetland and to lose the opportunities that World Heritage status would bring to Mid-Ulster. That's my concern. It's not a personal, selfish interest that I'm making these, quite frankly, enormous sacrifices. I'm up against an enormous machine, and it doesn't make my work any easier when in court the department is able to reel off the likes of the Royal Society for Protection of Birds.
But maybe that's because they're right, Chris, that the swans will just move into the next field.
Well, you have to understand what's been written and promised. What the RSPB is telling me is that they've hardwired these agreements into this plan, and what the department is telling me is they haven't. It's all voluntary. Either the RSPB has been hoodwinked, or the RSPB is hoodwinking its 1.6 million members. Either way, I will appeal. I am still confident. I do believe in justice. I believe that at the end of the day, we will save this wetland. We will save the swans, and we will hopefully all benefit in the long term.
One final question. That's a technical question, which I don't expect you to be able to answer, and I'm sure the engineers can. But will that whole road not be prone to flooding?
Precisely. You would know better than anybody. This project should be subject to a climate change risk assessment. It hasn't been. The data they're using to advise them and draw their conclusions on is 10 years out of date. The last few years, we've seen increasing levels of flooding. It is simply madness in this day and age not to learn the lessons of building in floodplains.
Okay, Chris, we've got to leave it there. I tell you, whether you agree or disagree with Chris Murphy, who lost in court yesterday but who is going to appeal, you have to admire, absolutely have to admire his passion for the Hooper Swans at Tuam.